Right now it is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wertmann. Judy, of course, is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Simon Loses His Tummy, and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. Good morning, Dr. Wertmann.
Good morning to you, to both of you. And I'm so glad that we have a little return of summer before we really get into the depths of fall.
Yeah, the swings in the weather, however, can be murderous on one's physical body.
That's true. That's true. In addition to one's wardrobe, you don't know what to wear from morning until night.
No, it's absolutely right. All right, so you have a very good timely issue here. Speaking of which, so who cares for the caregiver?
You know, Jill, this is a problem that people have been dealing with for a very long time. But certainly, you know, the virus, the social isolation, the difficulty getting any kind of personal services has made it worse. You know, there are people, and actually the majority of them tend to be women, who for months and sometimes years and years are the caregivers for someone in the household. It could be a child. You know, starting out with a child that has a problem from, you know, birth on and lasts until the child is a young adult or beyond. Or it could be a spouse, it could be an elderly parent, or some other, or another relative that the caregiver is responsible for. But the bottom line is that the caregiver is on duty more or less 24/7. You know, during the day, the caregiver is responsible. If she's not able to get adequate help, oftentimes for the physical needs of the person, but in addition, any other need as well, any type of emotional support, psychological support, taking the person out, you know, for walks, feeding person, even in the case of, let's say, a spouse who or a parent who, you know, is showing the signs or actually has the signs some kind of dementia, Parkinson's, you know, doing things like email or texting or making sure that the taxes are done, from the trivial to the extremely important, you know, making sure that the car is registered, the license is renewed, things that oftentimes were shared but now fall on the shoulders of one person and never fall off those shoulders. And one of the things that COVID has left in its wake is an exacerbation of the stress that this person feels. Because pre-COVID, it was possible to get people to come to the home or to go to support groups, or in the case, let's say, of a parent or a spouse with dementia, there were adult daycare centers. There were even respite centers for parents or a spouse who might not sleep and wander around the house at night. For a while, they were actually like daycare centers, as it were, but they were night care, and you could take your parent there, and the person would sleep overnight and come back the next morning. All that, of course, is gone, or pretty much limited. In addition, you had a family who could drop by, friends who could drop by, friends who would drop by not to see, let's say, the person who needed care, but to give care to the caregiver, just, you know, come out for a cup of coffee, let's go for a walk, let's, you know, just do window shopping, let's do something to give you a respite yourself. That pretty much vanished. I mean, if you have somebody who needs care in your home, you don't want anybody coming into your home who might be contagious and maybe unaware of being contagious. If you have a caregiver, you know, they're in short supply because there are many people who are desperately sick and need people in the home. You may have somebody, you know, who doesn't need that much physical care. You need some help, and you're just not going to get it. You're not going to get the physical therapist, the occupational therapist, the others who came in and helped you, and you're certainly not going to get, as I said, the comfort of having, you know, a child, an adult child, or a cousin, or a neighbor, or a family friend come in and say, hey, I'll take over for a little while, go out and just do something for yourself. And one of the issues is that, one of the problems, it's very well known, depression, anxiety, irritability, anger, loss of, you know, a difficulty sleeping, weight gain, weight loss, high blood pressure. You can just name all of the symptoms that the caregiver is experiencing. And most caregivers do not have the time, the the energy or, you know, even awareness of the fact that they need as much, they need care too. They don't go to doctors. They don't seek out support groups. They feel totally overwhelmed. And again, it's just worse with this virus. And this is being recognized by national organizations that try to provide help and try to provide money for this, but it's just in short supply because the caregiver is usually invisible. You know, they don't wave from the window saying, help me, you know, I'm here and I can't leave. And I think that we're going to be seeing a lot more of sort of emotional problems, breakdowns with people who are caregivers before this whole thing is over.
Yeah, it's really, it will have come full circle because so much of this happened in care homes, but there's just the assumption of invisibility that there was most recently, and it's really frustrating. It was a stupid study, and I'm sure it was conducted. Study is the wrong word. It was a survey, and I'm sure it was conducted online because it's the only place you can get answers like this. But it's the number of people who would give up their pet before they'd give up their phone, and you know, it's the work that goes into caring.
That's right.
Is really it's legion, and people don't really. I mean, unless you come out of a sorry to be ageist, but basically a generation that gets that, or whether if you have a heart that if you are able to just do that.
You know, it's true because people think, oh, it's just bathing or feeding the person, but it's not.
It's everything.
Own life and the number of things you do without even thinking about it, and then multiply that by two, and the fact that you may be doing something, and somebody comes over and says, "Could you help me with this? I need this. I just dropped something. I can't feed myself. The person may be sick and not aware of it. I have a friend whose husband has end-stage Parkinson's, and I call her up all the time just because she says to me, I haven't talked to anybody for 2 days, except the aides. There's nobody. My children are gone because they don't want to get dad, sick, and nobody comes over, of course, because of the virus. And she sometimes will go a whole weekend without talking to anybody. And it's that chill that is so desperate, and they're invisible. The caregivers.
Right. And, it is something that is, mildly mendable, meaning if you know someone who's in that position, even though you don't like talking on the phone and you do all your communicating by email, you know what? Make an exception. Call them up.
Exactly. And do it frequently.
Yeah. Just to see. And there's no harm in asking. Is there anything that you can do? Part of it is just it's almost the nourishment of appreciation that you are that you are doing this.
And also you have to laugh. I remember calling up a friend of mine whose wife has had bipolar disorder for years and years and years. She's never been really sick enough, thank God, to be hospitalized, but he's had to deal with behaviors that have been very difficult, and he said to me, he said, I was complaining about this to somebody else, and I said to this person who also had, a really difficult spouse to take care of, did you ever think of divorce? And the person, never, and I really love my wife so much, but I have thought of homicide.
You're right.
It's that anger that you think, oh, why me? Why? But laughter is such a help in that situation, even if it just occupies 15 seconds of the day, it really gives you an enormous emotional boost.
Yeah, and it's really necessary, and it's something that you can do. It's something that you can do.
So if you know somebody who is taking care of somebody else, give them a call, send them a verbal hug, send them a joke, just say, can you... stick your head out the window and we can wave to each other. Do something so that person doesn't feel so isolated. It really would be a wonderful thing to do for somebody else.
Thank you very much,
Dr.
Judy Wirchman, Food for Mood.